and the home of the Hot Mess Sandwich. Uncle Monkey's features over 50 fun retro arcade games from your youth, plus pinball and skee-ball.
Ooh, tickets!
No matter your age, you will love it. Uncle Monkey's is located next to Wang Gang Asian in Edwardsville. Take a break from the norm. Try Uncle Monkey's today.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K. K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Or call 888-CABBAGE.
KTRS getting ready for the City of Florissant's annual Valley of Flowers. And we're going to be there. Kilcoin Show on a remote Friday, May 1st. The City of Florissant, you know about its rich history, established in 1786. Come and join Mayor Schneider of Florissant for the first celebration of spring. It's the 53rd Valley of Flowers Festival. You can find out more online at florissantmo.com. Food, family fun, music, Nino the Clown, Martin Kilcoin. What more do you need? We'll see you there on May 1st.
Step up to the plate in April for your chance to win up to $1 million cash every Friday at Hollywood Casino St. Louis and every Saturday at Argosy Casino Alton.
Nino the Clown, are you kidding me?
I think
it cost a fortune. Is that Ozzy's kid? No, that's Nico.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
all female sex orgy.
Oh, I don't care for that.
Because
I couldn't be part of it if it's all female. I'm going to jump right in there.
You have to sit and watch.
Yeah, how horrible. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where they have about 100 reasons for you to move your auto loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. And I'd like for you to think of that as just a first step toward moving all your banking to First Community Credit Union. We'll try to give you a few reasons why you might want to consider that. But before that, we have some other business to take care of. As usual, a joke and...
Hey!
Hey, I had a bonus joke today. That's rare. That's very rare. Let's do a round of introductions. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And one of the nice perks with Mark and Jason is they make sure to talk to all of their clients every quarter. So for their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Ian.
And Rat Boy heard me tell there's a bonus joke, and he wants to know if is it the sausage and what, Joe?
Cheese.
No, there's no sausage and cheese joke.
No.
It's a sausage joke. I'm sorry, everybody. Give it up for Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Please. Seated, please. Thank you. Standing ovation today. Oh, that's good to see. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I've done all my banking there for the last, 7 years. And I'm not sure. I should have kept a diary. I've said this before, because you try to look back and remember the order of things. I do remember that I was contacted. We had a bank that was a part of our show for 8 or 9 years. The president stepped down. Then they decided to hire an idiot as president. He lasted a year. But in that year, he messed a lot of things up. First order of business, dump this show. Big mistake. Soon as they did it, along comes First Community Credit Union. And I had known about First Community through a couple of car loans and some other business I had done. But I did not do all my banking there. And they said, we'd love to be part of the show. We'd love to be
who you now represent in the banking area. And I said, great. We met, we talked, and it was done. And I'm glad it was done. And then when the time came that we needed a new sponsor for the next quarter for the yard sale, which is on every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, they stepped right in and said, we'll do a quarter. We'll sponsor 3 months. And then they said, let's do another three, and another, and another, and another. And now it's been about 4 years. Thank goodness for First Community Credit Union. And all we'd like for you to do to keep all that going is tell them your AM and the PM when you ask about, you know, their banking services. Tell them your AM and the PM if you already bank there. Let them know that. Now, why would you change banks? Why would you change from where you're doing your banking now to First Community? My question is, why wouldn't you? What's your big allegiance or loyalty to wherever you bank? You probably don't have any except that, and I'm already there. I don't want to bother to change. It's not a bother. It's not even a big deal. You close your accounts and you go in and you reopen at First Community. That's it. Lots of people do it every day. And one good reason to do it now is the $100 they want to give you just for moving your car loan over. Now, I don't know what your rate is, and I bet you don't even know what the rate is that you're paying either. You know what your monthly payment is, but I'll bet you don't even know the rate. And there's a very good chance if you would find out, you'd also find out that First Community's rate on your auto loan is going to be better. There's a very good chance of that. So when you move it, you cut your car payment down, probably, and you get $100. What's not to like? 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And they grow every day. Every day, more and more people leaving where they're banking to do it all at First Community. I'd love for you to join them. Join us. FirstCommunity.com is the website. All right, rarely do we do this. Joke is a precious commodity here, but I have a bonus joke for you. And it's another case of not knowing why it came into my head. But this morning, as I'm shaving, I guess a word that I heard on the news or on TV, a word triggered it. And I thought, it's such a stupid joke. But I remember laughing at it in high school, just laughing, thinking this is so... And I still think it's funny because that's just the way I am. I think sometimes goofy... My wife would never laugh at this joke. She'd go, well, that's just stupid. It's the story of a potato family. Daddy potato, mom a potato, and then you got your little tater tots. And they happen to have three little tater tots. One of them is a girl. And she grows up to be... Miss Tater, Missouri. She's wins beauty pageants left and right. She's gorgeous. Yeah. She's destined to be some kind of model or something. She's a beautiful female potato. And then one day she comes to her daddy, and she says, "I'm engaged. I had a wonderful guy propose to me." Now, you have to keep in mind, Daddy's really proud of his little tater tot daughter, his potato little pumpkin. He has seen to it that she's had the finest education, that she's associated with the finest of the finest caliber potatoes, educated potatoes, well-mannered potatoes. And he says, "My goodness, who are you marrying?" She says, "I'm marrying Wolf Blitzer." He says, "From CNN?" She said, "Yeah." He said, "No, I don't think so." He said, "No, Daddy, it's done. I've already said yes." His dad says, "You can't. He's just a commentator." Come on. You loved it.
I thought it was funny.
Folks, you know what these two knuckleheads do? They suppress laughter to make me feel bad.
Yeah.
I've caught them doing it.
I'm biting my lip right now.
I've caught them. Covering their mouths quickly with a slab of duct tape just to not laugh, to make me feel bad. You love that joke.
Yep. I'm screaming inside.
He's a commentator.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. There's your bonus joke. I want to thank all of you for enjoying it, even though these guys pretended not to. I absolutely love it when I hear things like this. Yesterday was that goofy Earth Day.
Right.
And last night, I'm watching a network newscast last night, and... because I record it because the network news is on when we're on the air. So I get home and I can't see the 5 or 6 or whatever. So I record it, I run through the news, and they had a quote. As you know, Earth Day started in 1970, and they had a quote from a scientist who was one of the first to really be big and push this Earth Day. If we don't do this, horrible things are going to happen. If we don't do that, it's the end of civilization. In fact, his exact quote was, and he was a respected scientist, if we don't clean up this, if we don't change this, if we don't get out from under a fossil fuel, if we don't do all these things, which, by the way, we've not done any of them. We've not accomplished any of them. He said, if we don't, by 1990, it will be the end of modern civilization as we know it. He said, 20 years max if we don't do all these things by then. He's a scientist. I rest my case about these tree-hugging scientists who predict gloom and doom. When I was a kid, I remember we studied the Brazilian rainforest or something, and how if we didn't protect the rainforest, the world's coming to an end. Well, I don't know how much of the rainforest is we've protected. I don't know that because we have or haven't, it meant anything for anything. So sometimes I think people get a little overly concerned with things. Yeah, look, I don't believe in littering more than anybody else. I don't think you should throw your used motor oil out in your neighbor's backyard. But some of this other stuff, a little bit much. I am completely confused by what I heard yesterday, and you've probably heard it by now, too. People magazine has named Sandra Bullock's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Really?
Are you kidding? No, it's the new People magazine. Most beautiful woman in the world, Sandra Bullock. No, she's not.
I think she's hot, though.
I didn't say she wasn't hot.
I don't even really see that.
She's one of those chicks. She can be made to look hot. She can also look very...
I would say cute sometimes, but never hot.
I would say I've seen her look cute. I've seen her look hot. I've seen her look plain. I've seen her look, on a scale of 1 to 10, like a 4. But the most beautiful woman in the world?
And you can see all of the Sandra Bullock looks on the movie Miss Congeniality.
Yes. Yes. And you see her strutting down the runway and nice body. And you look at her. Well, look, at they can do that with most women, the right makeup and jewelry and hairdo and lighting. Buttocks can be made to look real good, but she's not, I'm sorry, the most beautiful woman in the world. I see women in St. Louis that are more beautiful than Sandra Bullock's. I hope it's not just me. Floyd Mayweather, how would you like to be the guy, Tobin or something like that, at the Motors in Las Vegas? I got the story here. Let me share this with you. I got the name of the car dealership. It's here we go. Tobin Motors in Las Vegas. He's bought over 100 cars from this one dealership. And they're not Chevys or Ford. They're Bentleys, Rolls Royces, Bugattis. Over 100 of them. And there are about 3 salespeople there who have made enough in just commissions from selling cars to him that they can now retire. One customer. This is a car dealer's dream come true. In the interview, and this is USA Today, says that he has 16 Rolls Royces, 3 Bugattis. For those who don't know, a Bugatti starts at about almost $2 million. I don't know what models are. I think there's a $4 million model. He has 3 of those, 16 Rolls Royces. Josh Tobin told USA Today, yeah, he'll come in here and buy a car before a fight, then he'll buy a car after the fight, and he buys cars on holidays. He likes to buy cars when they're closed. They said he has called them at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm in the mood to buy a car. Guess what? They open the joint up for him. They go in, turn on the lights, unlock, call some salespeople, get a staff in there. And here's the other interesting part of the story. He pays for his cars in cash, not a check, but a duffel bag of cash. When you buy a $400,000, $500,000 car, and you pay for it in $100 bills, You're talking about $3,000 or $4,100 bills. They had to buy at the dealership a bill counting machine. Have you ever seen them? They had to buy one because of all the cars he's bought with cash. For as much as I don't like Floyd Mayweather, he gives us a pretty interesting lifestyle to look at. Holy mackerel. And this guy who wrote, Scott Cook, who wrote this article for USA Today and did the interview, he says at the end of the column, he says, all this being said, I'm now quitting my job to become a salesman at Talbin Motors. And how much, look, when he comes in, I wonder if there's a salesperson assigned to him, this is your salesperson, or if they rotate it. And, of course, there are going to be some people he likes more than others. Don't you want to be the salesman that he asks for?
Oh, yes.
Because there's no quibbling over price.
Yeah, they must have some deal. It's rotated or something.
I ran the numbers. This is over 18 years, so he buys about 6 cars a year. 6 very expensive cars a year. Floyd Mayweather. Soon to beat Manny Pacquiao, I'm sorry to say. I hope I'm wrong. May 2nd. I hope Pacquiao stops his clock. That's what I hope. Because he's a woman beater, Mayweather. Now here's another thing that ruined my day. Chelsea Clinton gets $75,000 to speak.
What?
About what?
Girl, about being in
the
White House?
I don't know. And if I heard the story right, she's some sort of expert now on, I'm not kidding, I think I heard the word diarrhea. She gets up and talks about diarrhea or something.
Really?
Yeah, surely I heard something wrong.
Diarrhea.
Listen, any company in St. Louis, if you're thinking of bringing Chelsea in, a third of that, I'll make sure you have a great evening. You'll laugh.
Speak.
Huh?
I'll come and speak about diarrhea for $25,000 or $30,000.
Come on, what would you really charge? $5,000? Do it for $5,000.
To speak for diarrhea? Oh, heck yeah.
I'll tell you what. If you bring me and Dan in as a team, we'll do a team speaking deal for $25,000. In fact, Peon will come. We'll all speak for $25,000, and we'll talk about diarrhea and whatever else you want to. Even if we don't know anything about it, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll learn about it by the time we get there. Can you believe that? Chelsea. You know, her only claim to fame is she's the daughter. Here, imagine her speech. Thank you for having me. Good evening, everybody. My name is Chelsea Clinton. Well, I guess you want to hear some stories. I remember one time Daddy came into the living quarters from the Oval Office, and he had the stain on his pants. And I said, hey, Daddy, what's that stain? And he said, honey, you're too young to know about that. And then I started getting older and watching the news, and I knew what it was. It was the semen stain. And is that her speech? I can't imagine what else it could be. Is it Celtic women or Celtic women?
Celtic.
You're sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty positive, yeah.
I mentioned the song, The Prayer, earlier. That's been recorded by a lot of people, but particularly, I guess, listened to more than any other version, the one done by Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion and a couple of other female artists. And BJ, who is a listener, sends me a link, and I just took a look at it while we were off the air. Wow, the Celtic women doing The Prayer. Thank you, BJ. That was really worth watching. It was really good. And I'm a person who makes fun of Celtic women. I wouldn't go see Celtic women. Because to me, it's like the Rockettes. Once you've seen the promotional clip, you kind of know. It's like those river dance people. Once you've seen...
Oh, yes.
You know, come to the Fox and see river dance. Yes, now through April... That's it. That's the show. Rockettes, kick up, kick up, kick up high, and they kick the other leg up. I feel the same way about Celtic women. Maybe I'm wrong, because I saw The Prayer, and they did a great job with that. What is anybody thinking that we even have to watch on the news that they're considering now letting John Hinckley out full time? This guy's out 17 days a month, totally free.
Oh, yeah, I read the article, what he does in his free time. He just kind of...
They caught him in the library once.
He's got his car driving around.
Oh, no, he's driving around the car. He goes to the library, and one time they actually spotted him and caught him reading assassination books. Wait a minute, I thought he was okay. Why is he reading about assassinating people?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing. What is the difference between a guy who tries to kill the president and fails and a guy who tries and succeeds? It's the same act.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's a killer. Yeah. He's crazy. I can't believe he's out 17 days a month. That's over half his time out of the facility, visiting his old mother, his 89-year-old sick mother in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Brady's family has to be real happy about that.
He murdered James Brady. Think about it.
Yeah.
Brady wouldn't have been dead now if he hadn't had the brain injury. No. He's a murderer. You got to be kidding me. If he gets out, I hope somebody shoots him, and they ask him why, and they say they did it to impress Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
shot John Heath. Yeah, remember that story? What else? What else? What else? Oh, this is very interesting, and this may happen in the United States. There are a couple of insurance companies over in London that will now not pay. They will not pay you and give you a check if your house is robbed, if you're dumb enough to have gone on Facebook and tell everybody you're on vacation. Yeah. They won't pay. Wow. It's in the policy. I think this is very smart.
They tell people that. Don't go on Facebook. And
people
and
still do it. Hey, here I am in Jamaica. Yeah. And these couple of insurance companies said, you know what? It's in your policy. We've written it in there. If you're that dumb, don't call us when you get robbed. Or we're not gonna reimburse you because you told robbers you were gone. I think that's probably something you'll see here soon. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
As you know, I love old people jokes. They're less and less funny as I get older, but they're still funny. And you just make, you stretch the number way out. When I was 40, I told jokes about, and this old guy about 70, now I tell him about people 90. So this elderly couple, and let's just say around 90, have an RV. They stop at a Pizza Hut. Why Pizza Hut? I don't know. You can make it anything. And they have lunch. They leave the restaurant, get back on the road, on the way to Phoenix. And they get about, I don't know, 50 miles away from the Pizza Hut. And she realizes she left her glasses on the table at Pizza Hut. Now, they're 30, 40 minutes away. So, and to add to the insult to injury, there's no place to make a U-turn. You know how when you're on the interstate, you can't find a place to turn around?
Yeah.
They had to go another 20 miles to find a place to turn around to go back and get her glasses. And all the way back, this guy is reading her the Riot Act.
What is the matter with you? Yeah, I can't believe, how many times have I told you, before you get up and leave, make sure you got your purse, make sure you got your glasses.
All the way back, he's just railing on her.
Maybe you need to see a doctor and get your medication changed. You can't remember anything. Do you know how much time this is going to cost us on the road? Now we're not going to get there to blah, blah, blah. He's more and more agitated. Finally, they get to the Pizza Hut. He pulls up. Go in there and get your glasses.
As she's leaving the RV to get her glasses, he yells out the window,
"While you're in there, get my hat and my credit card."
Meet me. Let's get a look at traffic now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you're traveling on eastbound Highway 40, they've just moved an accident involving a tractor trailer and another car from the left lane off to the right shoulder. It's a solid jam from Clarkson up through Mason. Also on westbound 40, you are jamming up from Boyle out through McCausland and then from McKnight all the way out to Mason as folks were slowing down to take a look at that crash. Southbound 270 also, it's never recovered from that earlier crash. We have stop-and-go movement now between Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, you are slowing in that right lane from between Big Bend and Lindbergh down through Highway 270. Eastbound 44 trying to get onto 270 is slow from Mraz. When you continue west on 44, it's going to be slow from Soccer Park out to Merritt. Downtown eastbound 40 still slowing Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. We had debris on the roadway slowing things down on westbound 70 at Adelaide. That's been cleared. But you do have bumper-to-bumper traffic from Highway 170 out past St. Charles Rock Road. This traffic report brought to you by Ameren Missouri Heating and Cooling Program. Get rebates up to $800 for upgrading to a high-efficiency HVAC system. Find a participating contractor at AmerenMissouri.com/HVAC. with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Spend your Sunday midday with KTRS. At 11 a.m., it's Sports Sunday.
This has been Sports Sunday on the home of St. Louis FC and the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS.
Followed at noon by America's Wealth Management.
This is America's Wealth Management Show. I'm your host, Dean Barber, along with Bud Casper.
At 1, it's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall.
Welcome to another edition of This Week in Real Estate.
Followed by Straight Talk and Retirement at 2.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Sunday middays are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea. Hallmark Stone is a wholesale fabricator of granite and quartz countertops. They normally only sell to kitchen and bath shops, home stores, remodelers, and builders like me. But once a year, they open their doors to the general public to benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids charities. This Saturday and Sunday is that weekend. It's the Hallmark Stone Granite Remnant Sale, where you can buy granite remnants for up to 50% off retail pricing. Remnants are great for vanity tops, fireplace surrounds, small bar tops, and more. Jim McMillan and myself will be broadcasting the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. So come out and say hi. Hallmark Stone is located off I-44 at the Soccer Park exit. For directions, call 636-349-1288, or better yet, check out their website at hallmarkstone.com. Enjoy extreme savings while benefiting local charities. What a great combination. Stop by Hallmark Stone's Granite Remnant Sale this Saturday and Sunday only. For directions, visit their website at hallmarkstone.com.
Randy Naughton here. Do me a favor next time you walk through your living room, you know, the high traffic area in your house, kind of scooch the couch or maybe a chair out of the way. Is your carpet two different colors? Are there two different tones? It's clean underneath your chair, but not on the outside. It is time for you to take care of that. All of the winter time is just ground into your carpet, and it's time to get it out. True Clean Carpet can do it for you. 314-427-9500. True Clean Carpet was voted the number one carpet cleaning company by St. Louis readers of St. Louis Magazine. Also, Angie's List Super Service Award winner multiple times. True Clean Carpet doesn't use the shampoos that make your carpet sticky and gross to re-attract dirt. They use their True Steam Clean process that infuses the hot water into the fibers and extracts all that dirt and grime out. It's True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500. Tell them Randy sent you and you'll get one room Scotch Guarded protected for free. It's True Clean Carpet.
Here with Steve Scowen of the St. Louis Home Retention Group. And you know what, Steve? I love the success stories of the St. Louis Home Retention Group, and there's no shortage of them.
Yeah, matter of fact, Scott, they're my favorite also. Recently, we had a lady and her husband coming here from South County with their two kids. They were facing foreclosure, 12 months behind on their first mortgage with Wells Fargo, and they were the same 12 months behind on their second mortgage with another company. We got their first mortgage brought current, got them out of foreclosure, knocked $400 off their mortgage payment, made a real change in their life. But not only did we stop there, Scott, we went after the second mortgage after that. We got the second mortgage, half of the balance knocked off, and then the payment was cut in half also. So that's a success story I love telling.
Amazing stories, and those are the rule, not the exception. That's why you're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and that's why your customers love you and need you. 636-527-5121 or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
When you're choosing a dentist, there are a few things that are important. One is you want a dentist that cares. Well, Bowen Dental Care is a family practice by a family that cares. You also want one-stop shopping, and at Bowen Dental Care, all of their work is done under one roof in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care has been serving the community for 40-plus years, and the practice has been handed down from generation to generation, all under one roof. Orthodontics, Invisalign, wisdom teeth, teeth whitening, root canals, oral surgery, and yes, dental implants, all under one roof. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, right there at 270 and 170 and Dunn Road. For all of your dentist needs, you need a family dentist that cares. Insurance, no insurance, Bowen Dental Care will work with you. 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and have the highest possible chance of finding that perfect candidate. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 300,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Rip City's the place to take family or friends to watch a Blues playoff win or a cards game. Rip City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rib City.
Mike Evans time. That's right. It's Mike Evans time. And that time would be 2 hours earlier in Southern California, where there it's 3:45, I guess. He's standing by, ready to give you some scoopage. We need to make sure you know that he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. I think you know where they are. They're in Chesterfield Valley. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Got an email from somebody that says, never stop doing that.
Really?
Yeah. Please do that every day. Thank you so much. He is brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other. The eastern end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. Give it up, if you would, please, for the one, the only, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Who is that email from, Charles Manson?
No, Josh Lickman.
Oh,
Josh
sounds
Lickman.
Nasty.
No, Josh Lickman from Knob Lick, Missouri.
Oh.
And there is a Knob Lick, Mike.
Yeah, there is.
Knob Lick, Missouri.
And a pilot knob.
And what's the French French lick? There's
lizard
a French,
lick.
No, there's a French, what'd you say?
Lizard lick.
Lizard lick. Now, there's a French lick, Missouri, and a knob lick, and a licking, Missouri.
Yeah.
Well, Missouri's got a thing for licking.
It's all very peculiar to me, as in peculiar Missouri.
There is a peculiar Missouri?
Yep.
Hmm.
Right by Kansas City.
I didn't know that. What's going on?
Here's your pop quiz question for you. I'm taking your pop quiz question for yourself. Name the name of the star whose wife years ago worked at Disneyland as Snow White. Kevin Costner, Kelsey Grammer, Paul Giamatti, Mel Gibson. Answer in just a minute. Movie review, you'll have to look for it at a theater or demand, on demand or Netflix, but I think you're going to like it. It's Kurt Cobain, Montage of Heck. An incredible story told by Courtney Love along with his bandmates, friends, family, relatives, and a lot of recordings of Kurt Cobain himself just sitting around talking. Kurt Cobain and the Nirvana thing was really very unusual, and I really liked it. And if you get a chance, if you like biopics, which I love almost all of them, check it out.
All right, what's it called?
It's called Kurt Cobain, Montage of Heck.
Yeah. I'll probably pass just because I don't know or care about Kurt Cobain.
Okay.
Okay.
I got a book review for you, too. I don't read many books, so when I get one that I really love, I got to share it with you. Written by Secret Service agent, retired Ronald Kessler, and some of his other retired Secret Service agents.
I got to stop you. I don't think he's a retired agent. I've read two of his books.
Read in The President's Secret Service?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, I love that book. I mean, some of the things he says, like Jackie Kennedy taking wine left in glasses at formal meals and then putting them back in bottles to reserve.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect that in the White House.
No. About not just JFK, but I guess Lyndon Johnson also having a lot of affairs in the White House.
Oh, yeah. Heard about that.
Jimmy Carter, he calls the biggest phony. He insisted on carrying his own luggage when the media was around, but the luggage was always empty.
Yep. We talked about all this. A cardboard,
really?
Cardboard fake luggage to make it look like he was just one of the guys.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Talked about Reagan carrying around a gun.
Yep.
See, you're way ahead of me on this. I'm very, book can come
no,
out.
No, I read that thing about a year ago, and I don't read many books either. I read like a book every 5 years, but I love all the stuff about Secret Service, and he's had two that I've read, and somehow he gets these agents to just talk. And it's not like anonymous sources. He names some of them. They're more than happy to have their names put on what they've said. And no one has ever sued about anything he said, which leads me to believe this is all very factual.
Like Bill Clinton, did not like Hillary, hate the Obamas, calls Michelle Obama a racist. But my favorite story in the book was the story about Al Gore, who brought his son into the Secret Service office and said, if you don't get good grades in school, you're going to end up like these losers. And then walked out of the office.
No, there's some good stories in there.
Oh, I just love it. I give this book 4 stars. I read even less than you do when I find a book. I couldn't put it down.
No, it's really good.
Gee, I'm a little slow on the giddy up there, but that's better right. Late than never. I just made that up just now. What do you think?
That's
better late than never. What do you think?
I like it.
Good. Odds and ends, you'll be happy or you'll be disgusted to know that Jerry Springer has signed a 3-year extension for his Trailer Trash television show and will be paid $22 million a year.
That show's still on?
It's still on.
Holy
And God. You know what? Many may call him a has-been. How much? $22 million a year? That's not a has-been to me.
And I saw that guy that used to be a security, Steve Wilkos. His
show's on show, too.
Yeah. His show's still on. That's been on like 10 years.
Yeah.
Amazing. Date in history on this date, 1985, one of the biggest blunders in business, Coca-Cola announces they're changing the original recipe and coming out with the new Coke.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Sort of a flop.
For 6 years, they fell behind Pepsi, the only time that's ever happened, and they lost hundreds of millions of dollars. No. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. I mean, I tried it, and I wanted to spit it out of so bad.
Oh, it tastes like urine.
Well, then they came back.
I haven't tasted in the urine, but I guess that's true.
And then they came out back with Classic Coke, where it was the original formula.
Yeah.
Very strange. And finally.
Oh.
And I just checked, and Kessler was not a Secret Service agent, but he has spent years and years and years cultivating a relationship with those people.
He was not actually a Secret Service agent?
No. I just looked. I couldn't find any evidence he was ever a Secret Service agent.
Wow.
Yeah.
I read that he was at one point a Secret Service.
You find that, shoot it to me, because I couldn't find it. I'd love to know that.
So, name the name of the star whose wife years ago worked at Disneyland as Snow White. Kevin Costner, Kelsey Grammer, Paul Giamatti, Mel Gibson.
Now, see, I'll tell you why this is not a good pop quiz question, because we can't visualize any of those people. So we don't know what they look like to go, yeah, she'd be a Snow White, so it's just pure guesswork.
What do you mean you can't visualize? You don't know,
I don't know what they look like.
Mel Gibson or Kevin Costner or Kelsey Grammer looks like?
Their wives. You said their wives.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
We don't know what their wives look like.
You know what Snow White looks like. That's what it's about. He fell in love with Snow
goodness.
White.
Go ahead, Dan.
I'll say Kelsey Grammer.
Paul Giamatti.
Giamatti.
That was Kevin Costner.
I knew it.
His wife, Cindy Costner, said he fell in love with her. He always liked the story Snow White and fell in love with her. Unfortunately, marriage didn't last too long, though. Tomorrow we're going to have some scoop on the Diane Sawyer
Bruce Jenner.
That's tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night. We'll have some scoop on it tomorrow, just a few hours before it airs.
Let me ask you a quick question. Do you do you think they paid him for that interview?
I know they paid him for that interview.
Yeah. I'll bet they paid him $1 million.
I heard it was $750,000.
Close enough. And you know what?
Would you get a sex change for $750,000, though?
No, but they're going to get their money back because you imagine the advertising rates to have a commercial during that thing.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
They'll get it.
I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait for it.
No, I'm looking for I think I know everything he's going to say, but I still want to watch it.
Yeah, and I'm also going to tell you what he's been seen wearing over here on Robertson Boulevard in Beverly Hills. Several different outfits that I will give you in detail tomorrow.
All right.
I know that, you know, as a fashion.
That's me, fashion expert.
There you go. Mike Evans, see ya.
I love when you crap all over his questions.
Do you agree with me? That's a dumb question. Which one of these wives was this? No, we don't even know what they look like.
He gets so offended by it. I love it.
But that's stupid.
Keep doing it.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's so stupid.
Gets all worked up.
Whose wife was the Snow White?
Well,
crap,
do
I don't know what they look like.
You can't picture what Kelsey Grammer is.
You don't know who Kelsey Grammer is?
No, I don't know
who they are.
Or Mel Gibson?
Who's seen Paul Giamatti's wife?
That one.
It was a bad one. Nonetheless, you know, Tom Sainer to Nanny Guns, he said, I'll sponsor him, good or bad. Even his crappy ones, reports, I'll sponsor him.
Dedication.
So they do. Nanny Guns and the Smokehouse, next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Here we are, just past tax time. This is where everybody starts to, after they've done their taxes, they start reevaluating some things. Oh, man, we need to find a way to maybe not pay quite as much in taxes. And it's a fact. It's a financial fact. Most people in this country overpay in income taxes. They do. They pay more than they actually need to pay. And I think sometimes it's out of fear. Well, I'd rather overpay than have them come after me. Or it's because you're not getting good advice anywhere. That's what they do. Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Stiefel Nicholas, they give financial advice to people with $25,000 or more. Some of you are thinking, well, I thought financial advisors were for those people like who won the lottery and had 20. No. Most of the work financial advisors do is for smart people who would like to eventually have more money. That's it. $25,000 or more. Here's how you get in touch with them. MarkandJason.com.
Let's get a final check on traffic airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we had problems here yesterday. We've got same problems today. On westbound Page, right at Highway 270, you've got a crash that's got the right lane blocked. When I checked it out a little while ago, you were backed up approaching Lindbergh. Now, things are getting a little bit better on eastbound 270. You're slowing Lindbergh through New Florissant, but southbound 270, you still have stop-and-go traffic from south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, the same thing. It's running slow west of McKnight out through Mason. Eastbound 40, a little bit heavy still between east of Timberlake Manor up through Mason. On the downtown bridge approach, eastbound 40, we're still slowing from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And southbound 55, that was a pretty good run. And westbound 70, still leftover slowdowns now between 170 and the airport. This report brought to you by Kretschmar Premium Deli Meats. They are proudly served at your local Shop and Save. So stop into your local Shop and Save this week to find out how you can enter for a chance to win a trip to the CMA Music Festival in Nashville this summer. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you attempting to plan your own retirement? Learn how one overlooked strategy could cost you everything on America's Wealth Management Show with Dean Barber and Bud Casper this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Well, shame on us. We never mentioned once that the Blues won last night 6-1. Dan, you have to be thrilled to death. Playing again tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Go Blues. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end. Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A confrontation at this University City Froyo ends with an employee throwing ice cream on a customer. And wait until you learn who that customer was.
Michael Brown's parents suing for wrongful death when the case could land before a jury.
The remains of a fallen Vietnam veteran return home to Missouri. Emotional family members on the closure they're getting after 45 years.
A new look at plans for a riverfront stadium. The new development today that may push it closer to a reality.
But first, only on Fox 2, a trip to a